every Arizona homeowner's happy place, Rosie on the house. And we're the happy place because we do happy, fun things. One of the more fun things we love to do is the Arizona Staycation. You register for it at rosieonthehouse.com. Right there on the front page of our website, you'll go in and register. We pick a winner every single month, and here's the way it works. You win, you get to go to Sanderson Ford, go to their car demo lot, pick a car from any one of the cars on the lot, and let us know when you want it. We'll make sure it's there reserved for you. We'll make sure it's full of gas. We'll make sure Jennifer gets you a gas card so wherever you want to go isn't going to cost you a dime. Traveling in class in the Ford or Lincoln vehicle of your choice. And we've got new partners that we'd like to talk about. We've got Red Feather Lodge. It's up just south of the entrance to the Grand Canyon National Park in Tucson, Arizona. And just a great lodging partner. They shuttle you back and forth to the park. Park fees are going up to like $30 a car here. And I think that starts like June 1st, I think. So you'll beat that because you'll be riding the shuttle in. You just have to get a little entrance fee in. Red Feather Lodge in Tucson. You can check them out at redfeatherlodge.com. A great option for staying when visiting the Grand Canyon. And inside that Lincoln or inside that Ford you're picking out, we're going to put a gift basket in there from Coyote Odies. And that's
Yummy.
Well, anytime I pick a couple up and bring them into the office, they don't last very long, that's for sure. It's a mother-daughter-owned business right in downtown historic Glendale. They specialize in gourmet oatmeal cookies. All the cookies are baked fresh daily with tons of whole rolled nuts, sweet creamy butter, and local cage-free eggs. They have a quaint little shop where you can come, sit, relax, and enjoy an Odie and tea or a Coyote Odie Sunday. Now, that's one I haven't tried. I'm going to have to go try the Coyote Odie Sunday. That sounds too good to be true.
Well, if it's anything like their cookies.
Yeah, so you can check them out as well at coyoteodies.com. There we go. More partners for our fun event at the Arizona Staycation. Register to win only at rosieonthehouse.com. Talking bathroom remodeling with Project Management Vice President of Operations, Mr. Stan Zumbrunnen of Rosie on the House Remodeling. We've talked a little bit about what a $5,000 budget can get you in your bathroom. Let's talk real quick about a $20,000 budget, a $50,000 budget. And, of course, we've done several that were well above that. But for $20, what could someone expect?
Well, for $20, then you get into some you're not going to be able to rearrange things. The basic plumbing elements are going to have to stay where they are. You might be able to do a little bit electrical. One of the things we like to do is remove bar lighting.
No, fluorescent lighting.
And the fluorescent
that
lighting
soffit
that's in
sits
soffits.
Up there, it's
exactly.
Horrible.
We're bidding one right now that's got one of those soffits in it that's going to go away. We can change cabinets to a mid-range, mid-price range cabinet, new countertop. And I'm thinking, 5 or 6 foot cabinets and countertop, sizing now. We'll be able to put a new tile surround around a bathtub. Probably not going to get into a real custom tiled shower with a mud set pan and a high dollar frameless glass enclosure.
Converting a tub to a walk-in shower.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen at 20.
That's not going to happen at 20. We're pretty much going to leave the configuration of the bathroom the way it is. You're going to have a tub. You're going to have a toilet, and you're going to have basically the same size vanity, just going to be new product. Flooring may be questionable, depending on, the selections made. Might be able to throw some flooring in there as well. But some new lighting, new framed mirror, wall sconces bring the lighting down so it's not bouncing off the top of your head, it's in your face, so that, the light is more functional.
I liked what our friend in Atlanta was telling us about how he's put a comparison to what his average kitchen remodeling as it relates to the value of the house.
To the value of the house.
And I'm interested to run that same data for various remodeling projects. But I would tell most people in a master bath remodel, I mean, you're gonna be spending
probably 15 to 20%.
It could be that high.
Of the appraised value of your home.
Yeah.
And it's not hard to do, unfortunately, And like we were saying earlier, you get all of these different trades, in a small area, in, a couple hundred square feet or 150 square feet.
All right. Take 1 minute 60 seconds and talk about what we're going to get for $50,000.
For $50,000, then we're going to get into a little bit more elaborate conversions. We can pull out a bathtub. We can relocate the plumbing drain. We can build a nice tile shower with a mud set pan. We can use higher end cabinets with some more features in it. We can definitely do some flooring.
I like what you guys are doing with our wet cabinets. Any cabinet that has a sink above it in a kitchen or a bathroom, y'all are now putting custom liners in the bottom of them?
We put a custom liner in the bottom of every wet cabinet, which are vanity cabinets and sink cabinets. And what this is a it's a formed liner. It's a soft plastic, and it's got sidewalls to it, and it conforms to the size of the cabinet. And it'll hold about a gallon of water. So if you've got a drip, slow drip, it'll capture all of that water. And then on the leading edge at where the doors are, it's got a waterfall edge. So none of the water that's going to drip, drip, drip out of the drain or a supply line is going to hit the cabinet.
That's a nice little Rosie Wright touch.
And it's a standard with Rosie on a house remodeling. We do that at every one of our wet cabinets. We include one of those liners.
Stan Zimbrunnen from Rosie on the House Remodeling. Stan, thanks again for joining us. If you're looking for a bathroom remodel, go to rosieonthehouse.com. And remember our friends at Rebath. They've got really pretty showrooms located in Prescott Valley, two in Phoenix area, one down in Tucson. It'd be a great way just to see the range of finishes that are available to you in bathroom remodeling. Back at 10 o'clock with Blue Sky Pest Control, talking bugs, bugs, and bugs.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.